天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环，工厂长大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个步子。我们现在正在学习的系列是耶稣的名字。在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师介绍了奇妙的测试这个名字。今天呢，麦克牧师会带领我们一起来探讨神的全能性。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
很高兴你能收听这个节目。
We are looking at the names of Jesus prophesied 700 years before he was born.
我们正在学习耶稣的名字，这些名字在他出生以前700多年就预先宣告了。
Now there are some people who don't believe that Jesus of Bethlehem is the same God who created the universe.
如今有许多人并不相信生在伯利恒的那位耶稣就是创造世界的上帝。
Some people have difficulty believing that the virgin-born God is the very God whose power co-created the moon and the stars.
有些人很难相信借着童贞女玛利亚身为人的神，他的大能也创造了月亮和星宿。
They have trouble believing that Jesus of Nazareth is the very God whose power hung the sun in its orbit.
他们也很难相信拿撒勒人耶稣就是那位让太阳在其轨道运行的神。
Instead, they believe that Jesus was merely a good role model.
他们相信耶稣只不过是人们的模范而已。
They believe that Jesus was merely a good man.
他们认为耶稣只是一个好人。
That Jesus was merely a great philosopher.
耶稣只不过是一个伟大的哲学家。
Or that Jesus was merely another prophet.
或者说耶稣是另一位先知罢了。
But the truth is this.
可是实际上呢？
While Jesus Christ was born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem of Judea,
当耶稣基督2000多年前降生在犹太的伯利恒城之前，
He forever pre-existed with his Father.
他早就已经和父神同在了。
The truth is this.
真实的情况呢是，
While Jesus the Christ became an embryo in a virgin's womb,
纵然耶稣在童女玛利亚腹中成为胎儿，
It was through that same Jesus that all of the galaxies were created.
可是这位耶稣的确就是宇宙万物的创造主。
The truth is this.
事实上呢？
That while Jesus the Christ died on a cross and rose again,
正是这位死而复活的耶稣基督，
It is that same Jesus alone who can deliver us from the judgment to come.
唯有他能把我们从永远的审判之下拯救出来。
This is the heart of the Christian faith.
这是基督徒信仰的核心。
And if the heart is taken out, you have nothing left but a corpse of dead religion.
假如这个核心被拿走的话，那就是一个僵化的死宗教。
And that is why I often say that Christianity is not a religion.
所以我常说基督教并不是一门宗教。
Christianity is a person.
基督徒所信仰的是有位格的神。
Jesus Christ.
他就是耶稣基督。
Before Jesus was born in Bethlehem,
当耶稣降生在伯利恒城之前，
Hundreds of times in the sacred pages of the Old Testament,
旧约圣经里无数次的提到。
God said that he is coming to earth in the person of Jesus.
神说他将要以人的样式来到世上，就是耶稣。
And if you have your Bible, please turn to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
假如你有圣经，请翻到以赛亚书第九章第六节。
For unto us a child is born.
因有一婴孩为我们而生。
Unto us a son is given.
有一子赐给我们。
And the government will be upon his shoulders.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor.
他名称为奇妙测试
Mighty God
全能的神
Everlasting Father
永在的父
Prince of Peace
和平的君
In the last message we learned what it means for Jesus to be called Wonderful Counselor
在上次的信息中我们学习到耶稣为什么被称为奇妙的测试
In this message, I want you to see why Jesus is called Mighty God.
今天我们要学习耶稣为什么要称为全能的神。
The prophet Isaiah lived 700 years before Christ was born in Bethlehem.
以赛亚是耶稣降生之前700年左右的一位先知。
The prophet Isaiah prophesied about Jesus 700 years before his birth.
就是这位先知在主前700年的时候预言到耶稣的降生。
In his prophecy, he gives Jesus the same name as Jehovah in the Old Testament.
在他的预言书里，他使用了与在旧约中耶和华同样的名字来形容耶稣。
He uses the word ill.
他使用 ill 这个字。
From which we get Emmanuel.
也就是以马内利这个词的字根
which means God with us.
以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
The word ill in Hebrew often describes might.
Ill 这个字在希伯来文当中常常形容能力。
Not just any might.
不是指一般的能力。
But the might and the power of God.
而是指从神而来的能力。
In other words, the same eel who hung the sun and the moon and the stars in their orbits.
换句话说，就是能够把太阳、月亮和星星放在轨道上的那位全能的神。
Is the same eel who told the storm and the wind on the Sea of Galilee to cease.
就是这位全能神曾叫加利利海上的风暴平静。
And they stopped immediately.
风浪就立刻停止，大大的平静了。
The same eel who formed the oceans and gave them boundaries.
就是这位全能神曾经把水聚在一起，并让海洋不得超越其界限。
Is the same eel who told Peter to walk on water.
正是这位全能神曾经让彼得在水面上行走。
The same eel who blew in the dust and created the first human being.
正是这位全能神在尘土上吹了一口气，创造了第一个人。
Is the same eel who told Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, Lazarus come out.
正是这位全能神曾经对已经死了四天的拉撒路说，拉撒路出来。
And Lazarus walked out of the tomb.
而拉撒路就立刻从坟墓里出来了。
The same eel who said, Let there be light.
就是这位全能神曾经说，世上要有光。
Is the same eel who sat on the Mount of Olive and said, I am the light of the world.
就是这位全能神曾经在橄榄山上宣告说，我就是世上的光。
The same eel.Who rained manna from heaven for the Israelites to eat in the desert?
就是这位全能神曾经吩咐玛纳从天而降，作为以色列人在旷野中的食物。
Is the same eel who used 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed 5,000 people?
就是这位全能神曾经用5个饼2条鱼喰饱了5000人。
The same eel who parted the Red Sea for the Israelites to be delivered from slavery.
就是这位全能神曾经把红海分开，让以色列人走干地，离开为奴之家。
It's the same eel who hung on a cross to deliver you and me from the slavery of sin and addiction.
就是这位全能神为了把你我从罪恶的捆锁中解救出来，情愿被钉在十字架上。
The same eel who clicked his fingers and the flood came, saving only the righteous Noah and his family.
就是这位全能神轻而易举地用洪水淹没了大地，只搭救了挪亚一家。
He is the same eel who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
就是这位全能神曾经说过，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And no one can come to the Father and be saved except through me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
The same eel who said to Moses, I am who I am.
就是这位全能者曾对摩西说，我是自有拥有的。
It's the same eel who said, I am the bread of life.
同样的是他曾经说过，我就是生命的粮。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the light of life.
我是生命的光。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I am the door of the sheep.
我是羊的门。
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
I am the resurrection and the life.
复活在我，生命也在我。
Isaiah said,
以赛亚说过，
His name will be called Mighty God.
他名称为全能的神。
And because the Mighty God came in a form of a human being to show us what God is like,
正因为全能的神以人的样式在肉身显现，我们才得以看见神。
Does not mean that he is equal to all others.
这并不表明他和世人是平等的。
Not only that, but Jesus Christ stands unique.
不仅如此，而且耶稣基督是独一无二的。
For he is the only man who ever lived without sin.
他是唯一没有罪的人。
Jesus Christ stands unique.
耶稣基督是独一无二的。
For he is the only one who raised the dead.
因为只有他能叫人从死里复活。
Jesus Christ stands unique.
耶稣基督是独一无二的。
For he is the only one who bossed nature around and it responded with obedience.
因为只有他能吩咐大自然，大自然也听从他的命令。
Jesus Christ stands unique.
耶稣基督是独一无二的。
For he healed the sick and the infirm.
因为他医治生病和软弱的人。
Jesus Christ stands unique.
耶稣基督是独一无二的。
For he claimed to be God of very God.
因为他向世人宣告他就是神。
Jesus Christ stands unique.
耶稣基督是独一无二的。
In his power and might.
他有大能和权柄。
Jesus the Christ stands unique.
耶稣基督是独一无二的。
For he is the creator of the universe.
因为他是宇宙的创造主。
Jesus Christ stands unique.
耶稣基督是独一无二的。
For he is the sustainer of the universe.
因为他掌管全宇宙。
Jesus the Christ stands unique.
耶稣基督是独一无二的。
As the only redeemer of all who will come to him.
凡愿意归向他的人，他是他们唯一的救赎主。
Jesus Christ stands unique.
耶稣基督是独一无二的。
As the coming judge who will judge the whole world.
因他将要在最后的审判中审判全世界。
And Isaiah said,
以赛亚说，
His name shall be called Mighty God.
他名要称为全能的神。
Let me tell you a few things about Jesus's uniqueness.
让我告诉你一些事关于耶稣的独特性。
Jesus Christ is the only man who created his mother before she conceived him.
耶稣基督是人类有史以来唯一尚未在母亲腹中成胎之前就存在并创造了他母亲的人。
Nobody has ever done that.
从来没有人这么做过。
Jesus Christ is the only perfect man who died to give eternal life to those who believe in him.
耶稣基督是唯一完全无罪的人，他为了所有信他的人而死，并且赐他们永生。
Nobody has ever done that.
从来没有人做过这样的事。
Jesus Christ is the only man who rose from the dead never to die again.
耶稣基督是唯一从死里复活永不再死亡的人。
Nobody has ever done that.
除他之外，没有别人可以做得到。
Jesus Christ is the only man who owns the universe.
耶稣基督是唯一拥有全宇宙的。
And yet he lived in poverty.
然而他在世的生活却是贫穷的。
Jesus Christ is the only man who made all of the iron ore in the world.
耶稣基督创造了世上所有的铁矿。
Yet allowed the iron nails to pierce his hands and feet.
但他却容许铁钉刺穿他的手和脚。
Jesus Christ is the only man who made all of the trees in the forest.
耶稣基督创造了世上所有的树木。
Yet he allowed himself to hang on a tree and die.
然而他却被挂在木头上致死。
Jesus Christ is the only sinless God-man that ever lived.
耶稣基督是唯一住在人间纯洁无罪的神子。
Yet he died a sinner's death to pay for the wages of the sins of everyone who would come to him.
然而他却以罪人的身份而死，为要付清人的罪债，让凡来到他跟前的人能得救。
Isaiah said,
以赛亚说，
that his name shall be called Mighty God.
他名称为全能的神。
The most important message that our world is desperate to hear is this.
这个世界最迫切需要听到的信息就是
Jesus the mighty God
耶稣这位全能的神
can be closer to you than your hands and feet
可以贴近在你的身边
Jesus the mighty God
耶稣全能的神
loves you with everlasting love
正以永远的爱来爱着你
Jesus the mighty God
耶稣全能的神
is inviting you to receive forgiveness for all your sins.
正在邀请你来接受他完全的赦免。
Jesus the mighty God
耶稣全能的神
is inviting you to have eternal life with him.
正邀请你与他同享永远的生命。
Jesus the mighty God
耶稣全能的神
is inviting you to surrender your pride.
正在等待你放下你的骄傲。
To surrender your independence of God.
放弃你的自以为是。
So that you may receive his mercy.
从而得到他的怜悯。
Will you come to him today?
你今天就愿意来到他面前吗?
Isaiah said.
以赛亚说,
His name shall be called Mighty God.
他的名称为全能的神。
I want to talk to those who know Jesus to be their only Savior and Lord.
我要对那些已经承认耶稣为你个人的救主并生命之主的人说
But you are living your life as if his might and his power belongs to some other time.
你可能从来没有经历过神的全能。
To those who know the power of Jesus Christ to save them from their sin,
虽然你知道耶稣基督的大能可以拯救你脱离罪
but never experience his power for daily living,
但你从来没有经历到神随时的帮助和能力。
To those who know Jesus but are living a defeated life,
虽然你认识耶稣，却仍然活在失败中。
A victimized life,
过着受害者的生活。
An addicted life,
沉溺在罪恶中的生活。
A life that is devoid of his supernatural might,
一个丝毫不能彰显神大能的生活。
I have good news for you.
今天我要告诉你一个好消息。
The same power that caused the supernatural birth of Jesus from a virgin.
那曾经让耶稣从童贞女身上生出来的超然能力。
The same power that raised Jesus from the dead.
那曾经让耶稣从死里复活的大能。
Is the same transforming power that God wants you to live with day in and day out.
这同样的大能可以更新你，改变你。神要你每天都活在其中。
And you dishonor him when you don't.
如果你不活在这大能中，你就羞辱了神的名。
Christians, please listen to me.
基督徒们，请听我说。
If you live a defeated life,
如果你过着失败的生活，
If you live a faithless life,
如果你过着没有信心的生活，
If you are living a self-reliant life,
如果你靠自己而活，
If you are living a life of human wisdom,
如果你靠这世上智慧来生活的话，
If you are living a self-sufficient life,
如果你仍然活在自我满足中，
You are denying by your very life you are living what you claim to be.
你就是和你所宣告的信仰背道而驰。
You need to ask Eel to demonstrate his might in you.
你需要祈求这位全能者向你彰显他的能力。
Eel is inviting you to become his son and daughter.
这位全能者正邀请你成为他的儿女。
Eel is inviting you today to join his heavenly family.
他今天就邀请你加入他属天的大家庭里。
Eel is inviting you today to know him and to walk in his power.
他现在就邀请你来认识他，并靠着他的大能与他同行。
If there is a desperate need today, it is this.
今天世上最大的需要就是
It is for the true believers in Jesus Christ to demonstrate the life of the God of power and might in their everyday life.
在耶稣基督里的真信徒应该在每天的生活中彰显出神的能力和权威。
Will you say to the Lord today, Lord, I have squandered my inheritance?
你愿不愿意今天就对主说，主啊，我浪费了你给我的特权。
Lord, I have been walking by sight and not by faith.
主啊，我总是凭眼见，不是凭信心而活。
Lord, I have been spiritually living in the gutter instead of the palace of the king.
主啊，我属灵的生命十分贫乏，失去了你给我的尊贵富足。
Lord, I have made you to be so small, and none of my friends can see you living in me.
主啊，我忽视你在我生命中的地位，以致我的朋友都不能从我身上看到你的存在。
But I come to you today surrendering my life to you.
但今天我来到你跟前，将我的生命交托给你。
I believe that you are the mighty God.
我深信你是全能的神。
And you are the only one who can save me from judgment.
你是唯一能够救我脱离永恒审判的那一位。
And grant me access to your heaven.
并且许可我能回到天家。
I thank you for answering my prayer.
谢谢你垂听我的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名字。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢大家收听今天的节目。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，身为基督徒的我们，时常还是活在一个挣扎、不交托、只凭眼见、不凭信心的生活中。就小环自己而言，常常也会被自己的骄傲和恐惧所捆绑，在里面苦苦的挣扎，而忘记了我们主耶稣的大能。在此呢，小环也想要带领大家来做一个祷告。求神能够释放我们内心痛苦的灵。亲爱的天父，亲爱的主耶稣，我祈求你释放我的自由，因为除你以外，使我不受任何事物的羁绊，释放我脱离一切企图掌控我、辖制我的过往记忆，帮助我饶恕所有伤害过我的人，使我不成为不饶恕的俘虏。求你释放我脱离一切拦阻你造我之时在我身上成形的事物，时时保护我远离仇敌的诡计，不让这些计谋阻挠你在我生命中成就的释放和医治。愿你使我重新获得我所失去的一切，直到一切的美物都一无所缺。
我知道你的同在就是医治，就是完全，所以请你帮助我活在你的同在中，好使我成为完全。我也为正在收听节目中的弟兄姐妹们祷告，求你释放他们，正如释放我一样。这样祷告名求不配，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名， Amen。 好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，正如腓立比书三章十三节到十四节中所说的，忘记背后，努力向前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣从上面召我来所得的奖赏。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天你准备好了吗？
心素向你扬声。